From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Wednesday, July 8th. Coming up, a data center rumor near Mount Shasta has reached county supervisors.
Also, authorities have identified a man who died at Shasta Lake on the 4th of July.
And California's next wildfire lookout has launched into space.
But first, Chico is getting a new city manager. The city council confirmed Vallejo City Administrator Jillian Hain yesterday evening in a 5-2 vote. The appointment comes amid scrutiny over lawsuits from Hain's time in Vallejo, including allegations of retaliation, bullying, and unethical conduct. Hain disputes the claims. Her salary was set at $285,000, and she could start in Chico on July 27th. Hain will replace retiring city manager Mark Sorensen. Turning to Plumas County, wildfire survivors there will no longer be allowed to live in mobile homes and RVs. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, the county is now taking its next steps after letting those emergency ordinances expire at the end of the month.
The emergency ordinances had been in place since the 2021 Beckwith Complex and Dixie wildfires ravaged entire communities across Plumas County. They allowed displaced residents to live in RVs and mobile homes while rebuilding. But now, 5 years later, the county says that the emergency response has run its course. Here's board chair Mimi Hall at a meeting last month.
This isn't about putting down a hammer and kicking people out of where they are.
The county says it's surveying properties to determine how many people will be affected. Next, the county says it will begin a soft approach to enforcement. That's according to Kaylee Ward. She's Plumas County's disaster recovery coordinator.
Initial steps will be a courtesy letter before any official code enforcement process or notice of violations begin.
Ward says the letters will include information about resources, including available public housing in Greenville. Still, some residents have urged the county to reconsider, saying people displaced by the fires may still have nowhere else to live. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
A rumored AI data center near Mount Shasta prompted several people to voice their concerns at yesterday's Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors meeting. Speakers called for more information about any developers interested in bringing an AI data center to the area. Some also urged an outright ban. Most focused on environmental issues like Sacramento resident Holly Tomas, who pointed to worries about the region's water resources.
I'm not asking the county to make a decision based on rumors, fear, or social media. I'm asking the county to require transparency, full disclosure, and lawful environmental review before any formal or informal commitment is made.
Board Chair Ray Haupt said the county would continue listening to public concerns. The rumors of the AI data center began at a recent Mount Shasta City Council meeting, where the city manager mentioned a developer had inquired about building one at the former Crystal Geyser site. City officials have repeatedly said there are no plans or support for a project there.
Satellites designed to detect wildfires were launched into space from California yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the three new FireSat satellites are built to help firefighters by spotting wildfires when they're still small. The project is led by the nonprofit Earth Fire Alliance, with early testing by CAL FIRE. The satellites are expected to start delivering data in a few months. It's the first step toward building a network of 50 satellites with global updates every 20 minutes.
In other state news, tribal casinos in California have claimed they have exclusive rights to host blackjack and other Las Vegas-style gambling. They want to keep those games out of the private card rooms they compete with, and they spent tens of millions of dollars appealing to courts, voters, and the legislature to do so. Now tribes are facing yet another defeat in the wake of a new court ruling from a San Francisco judge. CAL Matters' Ryan Sabalo has the details.
Earlier this year, Attorney General Rob Bonta sided with the casinos when he moved to ban blackjack at private card rooms through a rule change under the state's Bureau of Gambling Control. But Superior Court Judge Richard Darwin ruled that the Bureau didn't have the legal authority to do that, dealing a win to card room operators who say the ruling once again proves their business model is legal.
The private prison company CoreCivic has sold two major California immigration detention facilities to the federal government. CalMatters reports the roughly $1.5 billion deal includes the Otay Mesa facility in San Diego County and the California City facility in Kern County. CoreCivic is still expected to operate both under existing Immigration and Customs Enforcement contracts. An ICE memo says the change is meant to streamline the detention system. CoreCivic says it's also in early talks about selling more facilities.
Here's what else to know today. Shasta County's Health and Social Services Department is facing new questions over its finances. Shasta Scout reports the Health and Human Services Agency's chief fiscal officer left her job last week. The departure marks the second person to leave that role in 2 years. The agency is dealing with a budget shortfall and relying on a county loan of up to $10 million. It cites state and federal funding pressures. Supervisor Matt Plummer says it may be time for an outside audit to better understand what's driving the problem.
Authorities have identified a man who died at Shasta Lake over the 4th of July weekend. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office says 49-year-old Antonio Fernandez of Oakland went underwater Saturday near Old Man Campground while swimming across a cove with friends and family. Deputies say sonar helped locate him, and the county dive team recovered his body. An autopsy is pending. Officials are reminding people to wear life jackets on the water.
And finally, Oroville police are investigating after a person was found dead in public on Monday. The body was found near Miraloma Drive, a street off Table Mountain Boulevard that's surrounded by homes and county government offices. Police have not released the person's name pending notification of family. The cause of death has also not been released, though investigators say there are no signs of foul play and no threat to the public.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, July 8th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.